This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Mission, First Baptist Church of Algiers. We're formerly in New Orleans, Louisiana. Now we're located in Walker, about an hour's drive from New Orleans. We were run out of New Orleans by the storm Katrina, and we relocated here in Walker, built a new church, a new bookstore, and we just invite you folks to come by. In our last study, we came down there to the 13th verse, taking up what faith was in the first three verses. Then by faith Abel, by faith Enoch, by faith Noah, by faith Abraham, by faith Sarah. And then we come to that 13th verse. Oh, I hope you'll listen. Put down your pots and pans there, Mother, and let's listen. Get the children quiet. These all died in the faith. Speaking of who? We're speaking of Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and Sarah. It says, these all died in faith. Will we be able to say that about you, my friend? You like to walk through the old graveyards? I do. And I see some of those inscriptions there. Gone to be with the Lord. Gone to be with the Lord. Now walk on over there, resting in Jesus' arms. I see those inscriptions. Whether they're true or not, I don't know. And I've asked the folks, if I go on to be with the Lord before he comes, and I have a tombstone, I want to have 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Are you a new creature? You know, we hurry through this life, don't we? We hurry through this life. Satan intimidates us not to say things many times that we ought to say to our families and to our loved ones. But my friend, when the Lord saves a sinner, he becomes a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things become new. Now, does that mean we are perfect? No. No, we won't be perfect until we reach the pearly gates. Then we'll be perfect in Christ. We'll be perfect. No more crying, no more sighing, no more tears, no more Satan rising up in your bosom. My friend, did you know Satan is a good old devil? He is. He's sitting right here in this little room with me. I can't see him, of course, but he sits on my shoulder, as it were. And he says, Trailblazer, he's a gentleman. He's not hollering and screaming at me. No, he's just working that to intimidate me. And he says, don't get too tight on this stuff. That you're going to lose some of your good givers. Those folks who send money here on a regular basis to help they keep you on air, they're going to quit. You're going to step on their toes and they're going to quit. Well, my friend, God's word is true, whether you believe it or not. And I have to preach it. The Bible says, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. And rebuke and reprove with all long suffering. You say, what does that mean? It means calling sin, sin. Do you know of anybody that calls sin, sin today in the pulpits in this world? I don't. I listen to preachers on the television. I listen to preachers on the radio. I read the periodicals that come to my office. And I don't hear anybody calling sin, sin. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Then I ask my folks here, in my auditorium, I say, are you ready to die? Have you been washed in the blood? Those are pertinent things, my friend. You may ha-ha and hoo-hoo and all that, going back to the corn patch, whatever you want to do, and cuss the old Trailblazer for maybe causing you to have an ugly thought towards him. But, my friend, you're going to die. You may be 70, 80, 90 years old right now. You may be 13. Did you know you're going to die? The Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. The bulk of the messages that I bring are warning message, my friend. Warning message. Like this, where are you going to spend eternity? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And then I read and study how that men came down to hell because they would not trust the Lord. They would not believe the Lord. They would not turn to the Lord. And that's where you're going if you never turn to the Lord. If that stubborn will has never been broken, you're not saved. If your will has not been broken, you aren't saved. You don't need to make out like you say, well, I trusted Jesus. No, that's just a figment of Satan's ministry. I trusted Jesus. But listen, all these died in the faith that we spoke of there in our last study. Let's look at them again. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah. They all died in the faith, not having received the promise. Now, here we go. We've been looking at the promises that we must trust the promises and believe the promises of God. but not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Now let's look. Let's notice. These all died in faith. As we look at these two verses, in the face of the rest of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, we find that here the design of the Holy Spirit. Listen now. Now, what is the design of the Holy Spirit? What is his business? What is his expressed desire? To impress upon us the imperative need of faith that will last. He's impressing upon our hearts the absolute necessity of faith that will last, that will wear, that will stand, faith that will overcome all obstacles. Do you have that faith, my friend? Faith that will endure? That's the faith of the Lord. The Lord lets us rest there. Now, you will find along the pathway of time thousands and thousands of individuals. I call them human wrecks. They started out with a bright faith. They started out with a faith that seemed that they could conquer the world. But after a while, they were dumped over by the side of the road like an old junk car. You talk with them, well, I once was saved. I don't know. I once went to church, but not now. I once enjoyed my religion. But not now. I've lost all my faith, and the multitudes of them will become infidels, and we might say they were never changed from their infidelity. Now, the faith that will last, the faith that you will wear, the faith that you will overcome all obstacles with, that faith will endure to the end, is the faith of God's elect. It's the faith of the Son of God. This faith stands in contrast to the faith of the natural man. Oh, my friend, could you get that? Would you let that soak in? Now, let's look. Let's look here for a moment to everyone. Do you know that many of us sometimes, many of us who are saved, kind of envy a certain class of people who have great faith, and they brag their faith stands out so. They don't seem to have any struggles that you and I have, and they don't have the battle to fight, and they're going down the road with seemingly happy, with like their faith will just last and last and last, right on to the end. We're kind of envious of them, aren't we? And the faith of the natural man will stand out as a rule brighter, more glorious than in many respects than the faith of a born-again believer, but it don't last. When you're still struggling, battling, fighting Satan within and without, you're going right down the road towards that celestial city. The other fella's fallen by the wayside. He doesn't understand. Well, it was faith of the natural man. Have you ever seen that, my friend? I have. I've seen it by the dozens and dozens. Those who have fallen away. And many of them say, well, I was saved. And now, no. They start out like a flash to please the Lord, get involved in the work, doing mission work, giving out booklets, preaching maybe, and it's lacking the depth and faith that will not bear all things or believe all things or hope all things or endure to the end, all things, but faith, that's faith soon plays out, soon run out. It's kind of like a morning shower. You ever get up in the morning, kind of be overcast just a little bit, and you sit out on the porch drinking a cup of coffee, and all of a sudden you get a little shower. Oh, man, that's fine, isn't it? It lasts about 5 minutes, and then the sun comes back out. Like I call it that kind of faith, like a flash in a pan. But that little shower didn't last long. Maybe rainbow comes out over there, see the rainbow. But, my friend, that's the faith of man. That's a natural faith, but it soon wears out or soon plays out. Now, there's a great contrast there between the faith that will wear and the faith that will stand. Than the faith that flashes and dies down. Oh, we could go on there. We've got a minute or two. The faith of God's elect is a living faith. You say, Trailblazer, how do you? I can't describe it to you, my friend. In those previous studies, we looked there at the faith. The faith is the evidence of thing not seen. My friend, the Lord has to give you faith. It's not your faith. It's the faith of God. It rests upon the God's word. Now, let's look. The faith of God's elect is a living faith. It's an incorruptible faith. It's a faith that cannot be conquered by the devil. It's a faith implanted by the Lord God of heaven. It's divine author in human heart. It's a kind of faith that never will be lost. It's the faith that will preserve to the end. The Bible says, he that endureth to the end that will be saved. That's what faith does. Endureth to the end. Now, there's a battle within, a battle without. There's the rising and the dimming up. There's a struggle. But that faith will go on right down the road. Oh, you may have to crawl sometime, but you may have to sit down on a rock, take stock. But listen, you get up the next morning fighting hell wide open. We're going to pick that up in our next study, because I'm not doing it justice right now. We look at that faith, the faith that endures, living faith. But I asked you at this time, while I got a moment, has the Lord saved you? Have you ever trusted the Lord? Have you ever come to the Lord as a poor old sinner begging for mercy, and the Lord revealed to you that Christ paid your sin debt? Oh, my friend, the greatest thing in the world is to come to know the Lord in the forgiveness of sin. Can you say, I'm forgiven? We talked about that the other night. That word, forgiven, what does that mean? It means there's no more sin. No more sin. I'll tell you this little thing. Back there in the old days, years and years ago, when they had no conveniences like we have now, the old storekeepers used to have a wax tablet. Well, every one of his customers had a wax tablet. And if you went in there and got a bill of groceries, he'd write it down on your tablet. Joe somebody, $30. Well, later on, you come back and pay that bill. And he'd take a warm smoothing iron and smooth it over that wax. And it'd rub out all those figures. He had no more record that you had ever owed him anything. You couldn't find it. You couldn't scrape up a record. Just so it is in God's word, God's child. You can't. Oh, you can criticize me and tell me this and tell me that. But the Lord has no record of sin against the old trailblazer. No record in heaven. No record. Past sin, present sin, future sin, because they've been blotted out by the blood, covered by the blood. You know, folks, you don't have to think much of me. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved, my friend. Come to the Lord asking him to save you. Would you ever do that? Have you ever asked the Lord to save you? Oh, my friend, I ask my folk here once in a while, kind of surprise them. I said, have you asked the Lord to save you? You get all kind of looks from folk. But let me tell you this. This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. Pastor Albert Pendarvis, let me hear from you. Would you do that? Remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Go there and look up much about the Old Trailblazer. Goodbye, and God bless you.
For time.